the defense has done their job giving them good field position and helping that offense out. And actually, the two drives ago, Bath just gave the ball back to the Harbor Beach offense. Really, the defense didn't need to do a whole lot except pounce on that muff snap.
Double wing offense for Bath. That means they have flankers outside, the guards, and a man in motion is one of them. Hand off to Ryan Dress, the fullback, right through the middle. And he rumbles, down to the 32-yard line. A four-yard gain brings up second and six for the Fighting Bees. We're now going back to their no-huddle offense. It's not a hurry-up by any means. It's just they don't huddle up.
Yeah, number 21, Devin Lemansky, on another tackle for Harbor Beach. That's his fifth tackle already in this first half.
Cam Ellsworth wide to the left is number six, Marcus Allen. As they go on the pitch out to the right to Zach Richardson, he has close to the first down. He has it still on his feet at the 40 and forced out of bounds on the far sideline by Josh Shelke at the 42-yard line. A 10-yard pickup for Richardson and move the chains for Bath.
Yeah, a nifty-looking play there as number three, Leslie Payne, flanks to the near side of the field and the play goes to the far side. And Moffitt chooses the option, the ball back to Richardson, who is as speedy of a back as they have, gets out in some open space and gets a first down.
First and 10 for the Bath Fighting Bees. Same offense, Reindress in the backfield, and they have Leslie Payne going out on the option, who gets it at the 40-yard line, and Harbor Beach is swarming to the ball. DJ Ridner forces him back all the way to the 37-yard line. They save forward progress, has him stopped to the 43, which is a gain of 2 yards, 8 yards to go on second down with 10 minutes left before halftime. Harbor Beach leads, though, 21-0 over Bath.
Yeah, DJ Ridner, first pirate on the scene.
DJ Ridner playing middle linebacker for this Pirate defense. Coming out almost in a 5-3 defense. Pitch out to the right to Richardson on this one. He's tracking back. He has forward progress out to the 47, maybe 48-yard line, depending on the spot. As Harbor Beach was expecting something to the left, instead they went to the right. Now a third down, four to go for Bath.
Tackle made by the senior defensive lineman, George Sutherland.
4 yard gain in the last play, third down. From Bath's 48-yard line. First down marker in Harbor Beach territory at the 48 of the Pirates. They go. Double wing still, two receivers wide to the left, including the flankers, and now we have a false start. Two men were in motion, and technically should say an almost an illegal shift, if you'd call that.
Correct. That would actually be the correct term, but basically, to easily explain it, they had two people in motion at the same time.
This is not Canadian football.
No, it is not.
Crystal City, Carson City, Crystal Falls leads now 14-6.
Correct, 14-6.
Over Pawama, Westphalia, the winner of this game goes to play the winner of that game. So instead of a third and short, it's now a third and 9 for the Bath Fighting Bees, pushing them back to their own 43-yard line. 8:45 left in the second. Bath getting the call from the sideline.
5 yard penalty makes it third down and 9.
And they send number 30 wide to the left. That's Trey Panwas. And to the right, now Richardson in motion to the right. And rolling to his left is Moffitt looking to pass, and he actually trips up himself at the 33-yard line as Austin Ginther was ready to pound him into the ground regardless. And it's a loss of about 8 yards and now a fourth and long.
Yeah, and good job there by Ginther as he gets into the backfield chasing Moffitt to the near side of the field. And Moffitt looking for Panwas down the field, not available. And when he turned around to look the other way, all he seen was 74. He just went to the ground before Ginther could do it for him.
And they bring out the punt team, the junior, Casey Kessler, who also plays linebacker on defense, running back technically listed on the depth chart, is ready to punt it away. He's at his 20-yard line as Harbor Beach was waiting it. Gets the punt off. Bounces at the 35 to the 30, picked up by Austin Seltz right there. He's at the 35, now to the 40, still going at the 45, and he's going to be stopped at the 47-yard line. A nice return of about 17 yards for Austin Seltz, shortening the field to about 53 yards. 7.5 to play in the first half. Harbor Beach leads 21-0 with the ball.
Number 50, Kyle Follick on the tackle for the Fighting Bees.
Harbor Beach huddling up on offense. One player back for Harbor Beach this week, number 63, Jake Shoemaker. He plays tackle, defensive tackle, 6'2", senior. Eli Kraft staying in the pocket, passing to the far sideline to Josh Shelgi.
He's got
it at the 27-yard line,
and
he has no one around him. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Josh Shelgi finds himself in the end zone all by himself. It's Harbor Beach 27, Bath nothing on a one-play drive, which results in a touchdown.
Wow, I'm telling you, Leslie Payne out on an island, one-on-one with Josh Shelgi. And again, we mentioned in the pregame, Kraft has 100% total confidence in Shelgi down the field, and all he does is lay it out there for him to go get. And actually, Payne jumped the route, undercut the route, too short. And no, there was no comparison there. Shelgi just easy catch and no one back as he calmly walks into the end zone.
Shelgi has 4 inches and 35 pounds on Leslie Payne, his defender, as they bring out the kick team for the extra point. It's a good snap, and the kick is up, and it is good. The score is now Harbor Beach 28, Bath nothing, with 7:24 left in the second quarter.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
Fourth time of the night, making it 28-0 on a yet another one-play drive, which results in a touchdown from just a few yards. Big completion to Josh Shelgi. Gives the ball back. I should say kickoff for Harbor Beach here. They lead by 4 possessions, and we're not even halfway through the second quarter.
Yeah, just as we thought Harbor Beach was going to run the ball, dragged out a little clock, hope to score a touchdown here.
But why, when you can score
fast? But what's the point? Just put the points on the board right away.
They enjoy playing defense, apparently, as Nick Hessing's kick is high, and it comes down at the 18-yard line, brought in by Richardson. He's out to the 30 and pushed back to the 29, and that is where he's going to stop, right at the 29-yard line. Little short gain for Richardson on the return, and it's first and 10 for Bath, moving right to left across your radio. They're wearing white jerseys tonight. Royal blue pants, silver helmets, royal blue lettering. Similar to Sang Novell colors or a vintage Detroit Lions jersey, if you will. 7:14 coming up in the second quarter. Harbor Beach leads 28-0.
Tackle made on special teams by number 14, Austin Seltz.
Weird, he is the first one down the field.
He's pretty fast.
I guess so. I could probably take him.
In what?
In a car. First and 10. Going trips to the right. Now Ryan Dress moving to the left. And it's a screen pass to the right. And now they're going with the reverse. And the pass was intended from number 7, Cam Ellsworth, right downfield to number 6, Marcus Allen. And that one fell incomplete. A little trickery there on first and 10. No good. And now second and 10 from the 30.
And it had some potential, Clark, because when he threw it out, it looked like a quick screen pass to Ellsworth. The defense collapsed on it, and he threw it down the middle of the field just a little too high for Allen, who had the inside track on Shelgi. I would assume Shelgi would have made the tackle, but he was the only one out there to defend that play.
Second and 10 now as Moffitt goes for the option out, and he is stopped right at the original line of scrimmage by the Harbor Beach front line. Number 74, Austin Ginther, was there to stop him and made sure he didn't go any further. Now third and 10, no gain.
Yeah, so far Austin Ginther having a good